Calls out mismanagement of funds in CDF projects. Unzasu urged to be non-partisan, and protests erupt in Guinea-Bissau after activists killing. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia AAAZ has expressed concern over the management of public resources, particularly the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, citing delays in utilizing key projects including infrastructure development. Association Communications Officer Melbourne Moshitu acknowledged that between 2020 and 2024, with further allocations in 2025 fiscal year, substantial public funds were dispersed to constituencies and local authorities to support community-driven projects including youth and women empowerment initiatives and access to essential services. Ms. Moshitu explained that despite these increased allocations, there is growing concern that a significant portion of the funds remains unutilized across several constituencies and councils. She stressed that reports and stakeholder observations suggest limited implementation capacity and weak oversight mechanisms contributing to delays in project execution and, in some cases, complete non-utilization of allocated funds. This situation not only undermines the intended impact of the CDF, but also slows down the delivery of essential services and critical development projects that communities urgently need, said Ms. Moshitu in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Moshitu has therefore called for transparency CDF utilization, highlighting the need for a thorough review and strengthened accountability measures to ensure that public resources translate into tangible development outcomes for all citizens. She has since appealed to government through the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to conduct a nationwide audit of CDF utilization across all constituencies and local authorities.
AAAZ therefore appeals to the government of Zambia through the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to take immediate and decisive action by initiating an independent and nationwide audit of CDF utilization. Such an audit should be transparent, with findings made publicly accessible, and should inform corrective measures to strengthen oversight, improve implementation capacity, and enhance accountability at both constituency and council levels.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association, SEDORA, has disclosed that the association set a target to produce 1 million metric tons of soybeans by 2026 in 2018. According to SEDORA Director Aubrey Chibumba, the association almost achieved that target in 2021 when it reached 760,000 metric tons. Speaking in an interview with RSV News, Dr. Chibumba explained that due to the drought, the association suffered serious shortage of seed, stating that most small-scale farmers used recycled seed and lost their seed stocks to the drought. The association is still recovering from the effects of the drought, said Dr. Chibumba. Dr. Chibumba, however, expressed optimism that there will be a substantial recovery this year, stressing that the 1 million target is something the association will achieve well before 2031. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has urged the University of Zambia Students' Union, UNZASU, to refrain from engaging in politics. Party leader Antonio Mwanza emphasized the need for UNZASU to be independent, adding that the union should be impartial, focused on real student issues and not politics. Mr. Mwanza stated that at this rate, the union stands to lose its credibility and stops to represent students. UNZASU must never become a political tool. It exists to serve students, not political parties, stated Mr. Mwanza in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka. Mr. Mwanza called on UNZASU not to be driven by politics, but rather raise issues affecting not only students, but the whole country. He has challenged the students to hold government and political leaders accountable.
The union must be very strong and speak for the people. It must be the voice of the people and speak against ills and raise issues that are affecting not only students, but affecting the whole country. That's the reason why the Investors and Business Union must always strive to be independent. It must not allow itself to be part and parcel of the political agenda of either those in power or the opposition political parties. UNZASU must be impartial, must be strong.
Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba says the government remains committed to supporting the growth of the events and tourism industry. Mr. Sikumba notes that the government will ensure that it implements policies that will contribute to the thriving of the tourism sector. He added that the government is also using infrastructure development to improve and enhance tourism experience for both the local and international visitors. Zanis reported the minister said this in a speech read for him by Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Muhanga during the Members and Industry Mixer 2026, organized by the Professionals Association of Zambia. Mr. Sikumba disclosed that the government is using targeted interventions such as improving tourism infrastructure in key tourism destinations. In African news, hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Bissau, Guinea-Bissau, demanding justice following the killing of civil society activist Vigario Luis Balanta. Demonstrations broke out after his funeral, with mourners marching through the capital before being dispersed by police using tear gas and batons. Some protesters also burned tires and blocked roads, bringing parts of the city to a standstill. Balanta, 35, was found dead earlier this week in a rural area outside the capital, his body reportedly showing signs of violent assault. His death has sparked outrage in a country already facing political instability following a recent coup. Coming up shortly, man dies in storm near Athens as Saharan dust shrouds Crete. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A man has died near Athens as a storm hits parts of Greece with gale force winds and flooding, while a Saharan dust storm enveloped the Mediterranean island of Crete. The man was found under a car in the seaside town of Niamakri early on Thursday, according to the fire department. Storm Eminio has flooded streets, closed some schools and moored ferries. There were also reports in local media of people trapped in their vehicles. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia AAAZ has expressed concern over the management of public resources, particularly the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, citing delays in utilizing key projects, including infrastructure development. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has urged the University of Zambia Students' Union, UNZASU, to refrain from engaging in politics. And hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Bissau, Guinea-Bissau, demanding justice following the killing of civil society activist Vigario Luis Balanta. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RTV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.